tonight, this night, which is full of mercies and treasures and blessings, which Allah with His grace and extreme kindness and generosity has bestowed to us, a question arises in the mind that this night, how shall we spend this night? Which worship action should we perform? There are so many deeds in front of us that we could select. And the greatest deed is salah, namaz. Then after that we have recitation of Quran, and beyond that we have tasbihat, the recitation of dhikr and praising and glorifying Allah, and etc., etc. All of these are ibadat, worship actions in front of us. And it's such a great night, Allah Ta'ala, blessed night Allah has presented to us, given to us about this, the fadail, the virtues of this night. It is stated that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this night, He opens 300 doors of His mercies in this night. Subhanallah. How fortunate we are. How great Allah's blessing is upon us in such a night, with the condition of faith, iman, and a great majlis Allah has seated us in. What a great mercy of Allah. Such a majlis He has seated us in, subhanAllah, about which Allah announces that where people gather, assemble and do my dhikr, my remembrance, my angels surround them. Mercy envelops them, shrouds them, enshrouds them. The sakina, contentment, descends into the hearts of the people in the assembly. And Allah says, in the heavens, amongst my elite angels, I mention the participants of that gathering. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, where are we and where is our destiny and qismat, Allah's great mercy that He's given to us? Millions and millions of people have lost out on this. They'll be upset for sure, stuck in the difficulties. Like today, nowadays, everyone in the world, but they don't have the tawfiq, the ability, that the difficulty and issue, the biggest cure, dhikrullah, that they should come towards that and take benefit of it. So this is azeem night in which Allah has given us all of these things. 300 doors of Allah's mercies, Allah has opened 300 doors of rahmah. Allah's rahmah is such that even a speck, even a droplet, if that drops, then subhanAllah, the whole, it's greater than the whole universe and what it contains. And 300 doors of Allah's mercy have opened. Forget about a droplet, subhanAllah. And the doors, Allah's, oh, the Malik, the Sakhi, the generous, the, His door, when someone enters that, nobody can leave that door. The person who asks Allah's door has never returned empty-handed. He's never said, Allah says, against my glory that someone comes to my door and he asks for me and I send him back left empty-handed. Impossible. Allah says, no, my mercy on top of that, my mercy on top of that, subhanAllah. Have you ever seen how Allah is so generous, so generous, so generous, Rabbi Kareem, merciful Allah, that people, Allah says, if they are upset, when they ask too much, they get tired. But Allah says, that if you don't ask me, I won't be happy. Why don't you ask from me, Allah says? That you are stuck in difficulties and issues and problems. This condition that has befallen you, why don't you ask from me? Why don't you ask from me? That's how Allah Ta'ala is upset. He's not happy. Because we don't have yaqeen, certainty, faith that Allah is present, that we should go to Him and ask Him. No. We keep saying Allah, Allah. We say a lot of things, talk about yaqeen is very small and low. Because if you have yaqeen, believe in something, you run after it. You hasten after it. So in this yaqeen, Allah testing our faith, and Allah Ta'ala creates such an environment or scenario in the world that we have. Allah says, I want to see, test what yaqeen, your faith. Artificial means, artificial resources, and we have a lot of certainty and faith in them. Paracetamol tablet. We have so much belief, if I take the paracetamol, the headache will disappear. But Allah creates the effect in that tablet. Allah creates that. The effect of the tablet, Allah creates. He instills that into the tablet. Yes, can no negative can harm us if Allah doesn't want, and no good thing can come to us if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want. This is our yaqeen and our iman. So my brothers, my colleagues, Allah is testing us. He gives us challenges, problems, difficulties and issues. That do the people react and come to me? That's why Allah Ta'ala likes it. When a man turns to Allah, when he has issues and problems, Allah doesn't criticize. Oh, now you've come to me, huh? Yeah? Why didn't you think about it when there was good days for you? Why didn't you think about it when you were doing this sin and that? No, Allah doesn't criticize. He says, here, hide the sins, Allah says to the angels, leave him. He's my servant, I know, and he knows. It's between me and him. Doesn't matter what he's done wrong, he's come back to me. Everyone's mouths are shut at that time, sealed. Allah says, I know best, and my servant, don't come in between. The angels say, Allah, he's sinful, he's a criminal. 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, he was in a bad state, and he was doing this and that. And Allah says, leave that, don't worry, ignore that, wipe it away. He's coming to me, he's asking from me. He has got so much yaqeen, certainty, that whatever I will do, I will ask my Rabb, my Lord, and Allah will not turn me back. And on this yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala likes that. Doesn't matter how a person is, when he presents himself to Allah Ta'ala's court, doesn't matter if he's in the biggest of tests and difficulties, immediately Allah will extract him from that problem, just like the hair is extracted from the flower so easily. He doesn't even know, but he has yaqeen and faith that Allah will definitely give. Allah definitely will give. So, as I was saying, that tonight, this night of tonight, this is 300 doors of Allah's mercies have opened. And how can a man be turned back empty-handed? Tell me. Can he? Yes, in this short night, temporary time. Now the question arises that the doors of mercy have opened and we have so many deeds that we can do to attain thawab, and we're sat at home alone. Maybe we don't know what to do. How shall I start? Which deed shall I perform? Which one shall I do first? So my brothers, that we are given the understanding that these nights are not for these deeds. Salah, there are many other days. All day long we pray Salah, and five times Salah we pray, don't we? We do dhikr, we recite Quran. All year long we do these things. But there's a special ibadah Allah's giving, and that is the purpose of this night, the moments like this, a specific, exclusive ibadah. This night's given for that reason. Whoever's done that ibadah, that worship, then he should consider that he has implemented all the worship deeds. If he hasn't implemented this specific deed, then he has not done anything. He stayed up, prayed salat, popping up and down. But if he hasn't implemented that specific exclusive deed for which Allah Ta'ala has created this night, which is the objective of this night, which is specific deed for this night, then we haven't done anything. There's no point staying up or doing ibadah or doing dhikr, nothing. And but that person who's implemented that exclusive deed, subhanAllah, he's done everything. What is that ibadah? What is that worship? What's that amal? That Allah Ta'ala has given to us exclusive deed for this night that we need to do, without which there's no ibadah that will be accepted. There will be no nur, no light, no benefit, nothing. And that is tawbah. Tawbah, to do tawbah, to repent. That's why Allah has given us this night. This is the amal of this night. All the amal, salam, tasbihat, dhikr, tilawat, recitation, this. All of these are dependent on underneath the tawbah action. The real article tonight, the genuine article, the proper deed that we need to do is tawbah. How long does it take? A few seconds. Subhanallah, just a few seconds it will take. That's it. So quickly we can implement this deed. How much thawab? The thawab, the reward. Not just that you will get reward restricted to this night. Allah is looking beyond that. Allah is saying this is the night of the 15th night of Shaban. That is a great opportunity. It was a great month is to come. If we don't do tawbah today, then that month will also be wasted. So the effect of tonight will go to that great month that is to come. If we do tawbah today, then consider you attain Ramadan with the fadl of Allah. Ramadan also we've attained, and if we have done tawbah today. So this is tawbah, the night of tawbah, repentance. That how many doors of Allah's forgiveness open. Allah's, the Prophet has given so many examples. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, it awakens that there's a tribe, Bani Qalb, that had many, many sheep and goats. That tribe had many goats and sheep. And the example of that tribe is given many times because for the sake of abundance, quantity, that when the mention is made of high quantity, and the hadith says that according to the hairs on the sheep of Bani Qalb tribe, there are many goats. Obviously goats have hairs on their body. So obviously if you were to start counting the hair on the goats of the sheep, then you'll understand that it's unlimited. Allah Ta'ala frees that many people from Jahannam. Let's pray that our name comes in that list in your name, that those people are freed from the fire of Jahannam on this night. If this night we do true tawbah, repentance, I say with yaqeen certainty that from the morning all the conditions will change, all corona, everything will run away. Such an opportunity Allah has called us, that on a collective way, if the ummah does tawbah, repents collectively on a gathering like this, then I have total yaqeen. Rather, I will swear. I swear before the morning sun rises that there will be no virus remaining of corona. That due to the rahmah of our actions and the fadl of Allah, that Allah says that there's so much rahmah that even the people who don't believe, they will succeed due to the blessings of the Muslimin. Yes, the people who don't believe, Allah Ta'ala will like the ummah so much tonight that if they collectively do tawbah, repent. So for the whole ummah, this is a message. Why are you upset and down? Why are you running around saying don't shake hands? Why are you hiding your faces that the virus will come from here or there? Why have you imprisoned yourselves in your homes? This is a punishment. For what? That you haven't done tawbah to Allah. Yes, haven't you seen the previous nations that they do not do tawbah? Musa alayhi salam's qawm, how they were given punishment. That Allah said to the people of Bani Israel, that kill each other, kill yourselves. Ummah's previous nations of the prophets, Allah gave them punishments because they didn't repent, because they didn't do tawbah. For this ummah, the tariqah, the method is so simple. Allah has given a method to this ummah to make Allah happy again. That we're running around with our hands under our armpits, we're not leaving our homes, our faces are hidden, our masjids become silent, the alleyways are silent, the streets are silent, and everything's gone. Yes, that ummah, this is the ummah which is the special select elite ummah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's beloved ummah, nation, members of the Prophet's nation. Imagine this will be the maqam on the day of resurrection, and with pride they will be called out. Such an ummah Allah Ta'ala has created, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the elderly, they've been locked up, elderly women, folk in their rooms, that the virus will come out of their mouth and this will happen. Oh, servants of Allah, why don't you do tawbah to Allah? Repent to Allah. In the rooms we're locked up, we're doing those haram actions, those unlawful deeds, that more adab will descend. Such sets are put on screens and pictures and images in screens. We sat down, the rooms locked with tea and biscuits. We're playing games with ourselves. Then why will corona not come, tell me? Why won't it come? Corona, there's cure of corona, isn't this? That lock up the masjids and cover your faces with the burqas. And for the men, forget the women folk, they've got their burqas and their coverings. The men folk, they cover their faces, leave food and drink and don't shake each other's hands and start running away from each other. When you see each other, run away from me. This is not the cure for coronavirus. Tonight, I will tell you, the night of tonight is telling us the cure for corona. They come just like the Quran has prescribed. Collectively, ya ummah, subhanallah, do such tawbah, such repentance, that even in the desert, the wildlife, the village of India, if you do tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive with the regret, the remorse. Repent to Allah and ask for forgiveness. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given us this night. So merciful, so merciful. There's no limit, there's no extent to Allah's forgiveness. And we should say, Allah, I can swear by Allah and say that today, if the whole ummah does tawbah, from what? From what? Allah Ta'ala said that tonight, do tawbah, repent. In the hadith is stated, ask me forgiveness. There are specific things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that you should ask forgiveness for, specifically. And what are they? What's that? The first sin we need to ask Allah forgiveness for is shirk. Shirk. Now, I won't get into tafsir, lengthy time, we don't have that time. We have to do dhikr as well. Now, shirk, the biggest shirk is, and there's a big shirk and a small shirk. One is the shirk kabira, the person who makes his nafs his lord. Shirk is to ascribe partners to Allah. So we've done shirk. Yes, we don't listen to Allah, we obey our nafs, we don't obey Allah. So it's not just worshipping a statue. No, shirk is to ascribe partners to Allah. So do tawbah from shirk, worshipping the nafs. And do tawbah from magic. So much magic has spread in the world. Magic and potions and tricks and trances. Tuck! Do black magic on this person, the evil eye. Do tawbah from shirk. Do tawbah from magic and from interest. Zina and immodesty. Fornication from alcohol. From gambling dens. The Muslims are being told this, and it's a shameful thing to even discuss this, that we're doing this. Yes, we make 10 buildings and there will be gambling dens in them, and bars and zina. Such places that a person should put his fingers in his ears. This is the cure for corona that Allah Ta'ala is prescribing to us. And especially, mother and father, to disobey them, that today children with the how they treat their parents, a man cannot imagine how they disrespect the children do for their parents, about which the Quran has revealed such a great verse that don't even say oof to your parents. Don't speak with a voice louder than your parents. And that two places this verse is revealed. Allah Ta'ala says about the Prophet, Allah Ta'ala explained the great state of the Prophet, the old companions of the Prophet, don't elevate your voices audible in front of the Prophet. And secondly, about the parents, don't say uff in front of them. Tell me what a great respect and status the parents have. So why will the adab not come? Punishment? Allah's adab. Don't disrespect them, don't dishonor them, you don't look after the respect, the status, to treat them badly. Don't forget about serving them. At least do this, that don't criticize them, don't reject them, don't shun them. Such a great adab, alongside shirk, is the adab, to mistreat the parents, to disobey the parents. This is not some tradition, cultural deen. Shab-e-Barat come and do this action and eat halwa and put the lights on and Allah will forgive us. Allah is Ghafur Rahim and He's merciful and He will forgive us. Ask any sinner. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. If Allah is Ghafur, what does that mean? What does that mean? Allah Ta'ala is saying that you sin. Allah is saying, ask me for forgiveness, then I'm Rahim. If you say to someone, then why did you do this action? Allah is Ghafur Rahim, He'll forgive. Oh, this and that, why do you do this? Totally, you are right. Allah is Ghafoor. He is saying He is Ghafoor, but He is saying, ask me forgiveness. Turn your ways. Change your ways. So Allah's karam is that He'll forgive us. Otherwise, what guarantee is there He'll forgive us? A thief, a bandit, shaitan, can he get forgiveness? How can he get forgiveness? It's impossible. How will he get forgiveness if he doesn't mend his ways? No. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't hesitate in giving sin. Sin. But Allah is so kareem, He is so merciful that Allah Ta'ala says, just ask me forgiveness. This night is a great night. What a famous hadith that one person, he came to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he was in a bad state, regretting. He was so much shrieking and screaming, oh my sins, oh my sins, oh what shall I do, oh my sins. He was in a very bad state, down, and he couldn't understand what should he do. He was in a very bad emotional state. Rasulullah ﷺ said, what's the issue? He said, oh Prophet of Allah, please help me. I've got so many sins. What shall I do? I'm lost. Rasulullah said, come here. Beckoned him. He said, I will recite the kalimat. Repeat after me. Allahumma. That he recited the verses, the dua. Allah's Nabi said, now recite this. And he recited those kalimat. Allah's Nabi said, recite again. He recited again. What were those kalimats? This was a dua that, oh Allah, your maghfirah is so much greater than my sins. Wa rahmatuka. Oh Allah, your mercy. That Allah says that my mercy, look at my mercy. And he read it a third time. He recited it a third time. Nabi said, now stand and go. Allah has forgiven all of your sins. And you have a new lease of life. So this is Allah, so glorious. But man's intention should be just like that man's niyyah. This is the night of tawbah. If we do repentance, then our salah is accepted. Our waking up the night is accepted. Allah's fadl, if He gives tawfiq, with His blessings, if you keep a fast. It's not fard, it's not sunnah, it's mustahab fast. It's preferable, it's good, you get thawab. Yes, this tawfiq if Allah gives, then a person successful. He's attained Ramadan. He's attained Ramadan, the whole of Ramadan. So this is the method of tawbah. Brothers, we need to repent today. And the tradition, not just this night, rather our life, we should, if you want to look after your life and improve your life, then this is a very valuable night, a great night. The person who's attained this night, he's attained Ramadan. And he's attained his life, alhamdulillah, he's found his life. Who has done tawbah today? Tawbah. And how does a person do tawbah? There's a method of doing tawbah, very easy, simple. Just like this person did, who Rasulullah taught him the dua, recited dua, three times, recite the kalamat, Allah's Nabi Sallam, and the sahaba, the sahabi, he repeated them. So, he had the niyyah, intention. What should be the niyyah before doing tawbah? Number one, that we should have regret. We should shriek, oh, I'm lost, I've committed so many sins. If I die in this state, what will happen to me? If I pass away, what will happen to me? We're not scared of death. What will happen after to me, after dying? We think, oh, he's died, coronavirus, he's died. That's nothing. What will happen after death? That's the fear we need. Don't be afraid of death. Be afraid of what's going to happen after death. The person, if he's scared that I'll die of due to tuberculosis or due to this and that, no difference is made. But what we should be worried about is what's going to happen after death with me. How will I be treated? What will be my consequences? When this khawf comes, what does a person do then? Then he first develops regret, remorse, fear. Then he runs to Allah. This is how we should think. Then the second step of tawbah is the sins that he is committing regularly, immediately at that time, just like today we're committing sins, that I've discussed the sins. And he says to Allah, Allah, I will end these sins with no shirk, no more interest, no singing and music and no drinking alcohol, no adultery of eyes, of the mouth, of the feet, of the hand, of the eyes. All of these zina will end today. And the third, with total hope, don't be afraid. Allah is the one who helps, that in the future I will not repeat these either. End of story. That's it. That's all we have to say. Just like that man came to Rasulullah and said, and then he repeated the dua, then the words will be, stand, Allah has forgiven all of your sins. Night of Barat. Barat is that you are free. You have attained salvation, forgiveness from, and salvation, freedom from Jahannam. And you're including those people, as they stated in the hadith, alhamdulillah, this night, tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mercy, He gives so much forgiveness, just like the hairs on the goats of Bani Kalb tribe, the amount of people are freed. And you'll be included, inshallah, will be forgiven. That's all there is to it. And we should do tawbah, repent, mashallah, come. Collectively, let's do tawbah. Allah, may Allah allow the whole ummah collectively, let's do tawbah. Everyone collectively with me recite these kalamats with this intention that we have regret and remorse for our sins. Allah, we promise that we will shun our sins, the sins that you defined. We will leave them today, shun them. And the third thing, then Allah, we promise, and I do, men and women both say that after today we will not repeat these sins. So let's write the kalamat. This is the deed for which Allah Ta'ala has given us this night. So now if Allah gives us tawfiq, pray salah, do salatul tasbih, recite Quran, do praising of Allah. This will all be accepted due to this tawbah. Nur ala nur, light beyond light, your night will become. So alhamdulillah, after tawbah, now we should be grateful to Allah also. And the method to be grateful to Allah, the best way to be grateful to Allah is when you get a ni'mah, a treasure from Allah. How should you be grateful? How do you become a shakir? This is also a great, great reward of Allah. The greatest way to be grateful to Allah. Allah says, if you remember me, I will remember you. And if you remember me, then I will remember you. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي. When you remember me, Allah says, then I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Grateful, grateful, be grateful to me, Allah says. Be grateful to me. Don't be ungrateful. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest method. Whenever you get a ni'mah, treasure from Allah, how should you be grateful? You should be grateful to Allah by the dhikr of Allah. When you are grateful to Allah by dhikr, Allah says, La shakartum wa la azidannakum, then Allah give you more. Allah has given that reward on top. There's such a great reward today for doing dhikr. Upon being grateful to Allah, Allah says, if you're grateful, you do dhikr. We say, Allah, we're so grateful to be grateful to you. We are performing your dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says, on this action of you doing my dhikr, because you have adopted the means of being grateful to me by my dhikr, I'll give you such a great reward that nothing can compare. What is that? Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. I also will remember you with my mercy. And where will I remember you? You are remembering me on the earth, I remember you in the heavens. You remember me in a gathering, I also remember you in a better gathering amongst my angels. You are swaying to my name and doing my dhikr, so I with pride mention your name amongst my angels. I'm proud that you are reciting my name, I'm mentioning you. This is the tariqah of being grateful. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever Allah gives a ni'mah, then what should we do straight away? We should be grateful. And how is a person grateful? He should be grateful via the dhikr of Allah. And when a person's grateful to Allah via the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, immediately I'll give you your reward. I like it so much that you have done, you are grateful to me. Such a great connection is made. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, then I also start to remember you. And I also, on my mercy and my blessings amongst my angels, I mention you amongst my elite special angels. So the time has come now, we've done tawbah. So we inshallah will now be grateful to Allah. And that method we'll adopt that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. And that is the dhikr of Allah. Noor ala noor. Everything will become light beyond light. Okay, so let's start the dhikr of Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام سلام زين زين شفيق زين طه ياسين الهبي المعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي نبي وزوجه من المؤمنين وذريته Yo,
Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma na'uzu bika min al-azabil qabri wa azab jahannam. وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال
يا الله
تمام فتنوں سے ہمیں بچا لے میرے مولا یا کریم تمام فتنوں سے ہمیں بچا لے یا رحمین تمام فتنوں سے ہمیں بچا لے تمام مصیبتوں سے ہمیں بچا لے یا اللہ تمام پریشانیوں سے ہمیں بچا لے
یا اللہ ہمارے حالات تبدیل فرما دے میرے مولا
یا اللہ ہمارے حالات تبدیل فرما دے یا اللہ تجھ سے مانگ سکتے ہیں کس کے در جائے اور کون سا در ہے جس سے مانگے میرے مولا گناہگار ہیں سیاہکار ہیں بدکار ہیں میرے مولا انتہائی گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہیں میرے مولا ہمارا بال بال گناہوں میں جکڑا ہوا یا کریم سر سے پاؤں تک خون گناہوں میں میرے مولا نفس کے دھوکے میں شیطان کے دھوکے میں مولا ہماری حقیقتوں کو تو جانتا ہے ہماری کیفیات کو تو جانتا ہے ہماری حالتوں کو تو جانتا ہے ہمارے تخلیات کو تو جانتا ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تیری رحمت وسیع ہے میرے مولا تیری رحمت وسیع ہے تیری مغفرت بہت وسیع ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ یا اللہ تیرے رحمت کے ہاتھ کھلے ہیں تیری صبح سے شام تک میرے مولا تو پکارتا ہے آؤ مجھ سے معافی مانگو ہم اتنے نابکار ہیں نا انصاف ہیں کہ ہر کام کر سکتے ہیں لیکن تیری طرف معافی مانگنے کے نہیں آ سکتے میرے مولا معافی کے لیے نہیں آ سکتے میرے مولا دنیا کی ہر سختی برداشت کرتے ہیں زلالتیں برداشت کرتے ہیں لیکن تجھ سے معافی نہیں مانگتے سارے علاج تیری معافی پہ ہے میرے مولا سارے علاج تجھ سے معافی پہ ہے میرے مولا یا الہی یا رحم کرنے والے تیرے عذاب سے تیری عف اور بخشش کے پناہ مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا یا
کریم
یا کریم یا کریم تیرے عذاب سے تیری عفو اور بخشش کے مار مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا, تیرے عذاب سے میرے مولا, تیرا عذاب بہت سخت ہے آخری, تو نے گلیوں کو سونا کر دیا میرے مولا, یا اللہ گلیوں کو اجاڑ دیا, بازاروں کو اجاڑ دیا, رونوں کو ختم کر دیا, یہ تو تیری عذاب کی ایک چھلاک ہے میرے مولا, یہ میرے مولا ہمیں بچا لے, اس عذاب کو زیادہ نہ بڑھانا میرے مولا, ہم تو برداشت نہیں کر سکتے میرے مولا, تیرے عذاب سے تیری عفو بخشش کی پناہ مانگتے میرے مولا, اس رات تیرے حبیب نے سجدے میں یہی الفاظ مانگے تھے میرے مولا, یہی الفاظ تھے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نعوذ بک من عقوبتک و نعوذ بک من رحمتک من نعمتک و نعوذ بک من رضاك من سخطک و نعوذ بک من جل ثناؤک و حسن ثناؤک علیک یا کریم, میرے محبوب تیرے محبوب نے یہی فرمایا میرے مولا ساتھی سجدے کے اندر یہ دعا مانگی نبی کریم, یا الہی ہم تیرے عذاب سے تیری عفو بخشش کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں, تیرے قہر سے تیری رضا کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں, تیرے قہر سے اللہ تیرے قہر سے, تو گلیوں کو سوزا کر سکتا ہے یا اللہ, بادشاہوں کو بیمار کر سکتا ہے, ساری دنیا کو ویران کر سکتا ہے, بڑے بڑے محلات کو تم نے ہلا کے دکھا دیا میرے مولا, تیرے قہر کے آگے کون ٹھہر سکتا ہے میرے مولا, کس کی ضرورت ہے میرے مولا, ایک چھوٹے سے کیڑے سے میرے مولا پوری دنیا کو تم نے فلاح کر دیا یا کریم, تیرے قہر سے تیری رضا کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں میرے مولا, تیرے قہر سے تیری رضا کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں, اے میرے مولا ہم سب تجھ سے پناہ مانگتے ہیں, تیری ذات بزرگ ہے, تیری شان بلند ہے یا اللہ, تیری شان بلند ہے یا کریم, یا اللہ تیری ثنا کوئی بیان نہیں کر سکتا, تیری تعریف کوئی نہیں کر سکتا, تو ہی ہے, آپ اپنی ثنا کر سکتا ہے اور کوئی نہیں کر سکتا میرے مولا, تو اتنا عظیم ہے, تو اتنا بلند ہے, تو اتنا بلند ہے, تو اتنا عظیم ہے میرے مولا کہ تیری شان کوئی بیان نہیں کر سکتا, تو اپنی شان خود ہی بیان کر سکتا ہے یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم, تو ہمیں بخش دے یا اللہ, ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ, اس مصیبت سے نکال دے یا اللہ, دنیا کی اس مصیبت سے نکال دے, ہمیں اجتماعی توبہ نصیب فرما, جس طرف تو ہمیں گھیر رہا ہے میرے طرف, جس طرف تو دھکیل رہا ہے میرے مولا, اس پیغام کو ہم سمجھ جائیں یا کریم, ہم اس پیغام کو سمجھ جائیں یا کریم, ہم اس پیغام کو سمجھ جائیں, تو معافی دیتا چاہتا ہے ہمیں یا اللہ, تمہیں بخشنا چاہتا ہے اس عذاب سے یا اللہ, تم عذاب سے بخشنا چاہتا ہے یا کریم, تو ہم بخش دے, معاف کر دے, ہمیں توبہ نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا آج کی رات کے خصوصاً نبی پاک کی جو سنت تھی مرحومین کے لیے ہم دعا فرمائے ان کے لیے, یا اللہ ہم بھی تمام مرحومین جو ہماری دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں ان کے لیے دعا کرتے ہیں, یا اللہ جتنے بھی ہمارے رشتہ دار عزیز اقارب جاننے والے میرے مولا اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں, آج کی رات ہم ان کی بخشش کی دعا کرتے ہیں, ان کی مغفرت کی دعا کرتے ہیں, یہ سارے جتنے کلمات پڑھے ہم نے میرے مولا ان کو بخشتے ہیں میرے مولا, تو اپنی بار قبول فرما میرے مولا, تمام حوالکین کے جاننے والوں کی میرے مولا بخشش فرما دے, پھر خصوص ہمارے ماں باپ کے درجن فرما دے, ان کی قبروں کو رونق عطا فرما, یا اللہ ان کی رحموں کو بلند فرما, دھوم دار بنا میرے مولا, جنت کے ہوائیں وہاں ڈال دے میرے مولا, یا اللہ تمام ہمارے ساتھ استاد جتنے بھی ہیں میرے ماں جو ہمیں پڑھایا, ہماری تربیت ہی عطا فرما, بالخصوص بالخصوص میرے مولا جنہوں نے ہماری باطن کی تربیت کی, وہ مشاہ کلام میرے مولا جن کی بدولت ہم تیرا نام لے رہے ہیں, میرا تیرا ذکر کر رہے ہیں, یا اللہ اپنی شان شان کو میرے مولا درجات بنا فرما جنت میں, شان شان جس پہ دنیا رش کرے میرے شیخ کو مقام نصیب فرما میرے مولا, یا اللہ جن کی تربیت ہے جو بیٹھا آج میں ذکر کر رہا ہوں, نہ کسی شراب خانے میں ہوتا, کسی جوئے خانے میں ہوتا, عجیب حالات ہوتا میرا مولا, یہ تیرے کے محبوب بندے کی نظر کرم ہے جس نے میرے دل کو صاف کر دیا, تیرا نام دل میں اتار دیا میرے مولا, میرے پاس تو لفظ بھی نہیں میرے مولا اس کا شکر کرنے کے لیے, میرے سارا جسم میرے مولا ایک ایک بال جو بھی بولا اس کے لیے قربان ہے یا کریم, جس نے مجھے دوزخ کی آگ سے جہنم کی آگ سے بچنے کا طریقہ بتا دیا میرے مولا. یا رحم رحیم ان کو اولاد جب تھا, اس کے خاندان کو, ان کے بچوں کو, اولادوں کو بڑے بڑے اولیاء پیدا فرما اس کے خاندان میں میرے مولا. اللہ ان کے خاندان میں بڑے بڑے اولیاء اللہ پیدا فرما میرے مولا, اس کے فیض کو جاری و ساری فرما, کپا قیامت جاری و ساری فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے سلسلے کو قبول فرما یا اللہ, جو ذات اس سلسلے سے جڑے ہوئے ہیں عورت مرد میرے مولا, ان کو منزل تک پہنچا دے, ان میں اخلاص پیدا فرما دے, ان میں محبت ادا فرما دے یا اللہ, محبت ادا فرما دے اللہ, شکر کرنے والا بنا ان کو میں نے بولا, سچا ذکر کرنے والا ان کو بنا میں نے بولا, دین پہ قربان ہو جانے والا ان کو بنا میں نے بولا. یا اللہ جو حضرات اس میں خدمت کر رہے ہیں, محنت کر رہے ہیں, مال سے, جسم سے, اولاد سے, ہر چیز سے جو خدمت کر رہے ہیں, وقت دے رہے میرے مولا, وہ کبھی ضائع نہیں جائے گا ان کو میرا, ان کا بدل نصیب فرما, جنت میں ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما, اس سلسلے میں ان کو اٹھا میرے مولا, تاکہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہمارے ماں باپ پہ رحم فرما, ہمارے بال بچوں پہ رحم فرما, ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں ان پہ نظر کرم فرما, ان پہ شفقت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, یا اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, ہم مجرم ہیں, جرم کیے ہیں میرے مولا, تو رحم کرنے والا ہے, رحم کرنے کو پسند فرماتا ہے. یا اللہ تو معاف کرنے کو پسند فرماتا ہے, میرے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ مزالک اللہ عزیز, یا اللہ تو بیماری کو ایسے اڑا سکتا ہے اس کو پتہ بھی نہ چلے, یا کریم تیرے آگے کیا چیز ہے, کچھ بھی نہیں میرے مولا, تو کون کہے تو دنیا کو اٹھا دے, کون کہے تو دنیا کو بنا دے میرے مولا, بس تو کرم فرما دے, رحم فرما دے, کوئی معجزہ دکھا دے میرے مولا, کوئی معجزہ دکھا دے, اپنا کرم فرما دے یا کریم. یا اللہ اس رات کی برکتوں کو ہمیں عطا فرما, اس بار کی رات کی رحمتیں ہمیں عطا فرما, اس رات میں جو تم نے اپنی رحمتوں کے اور برکتوں کے خزانے پوشیدہ کی ہیں میرے مولا, سارے کے سارے ہمیں عطا فرما دے میرے مولا, سارے کے سارے عطا فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, یا اللہ اس رات کو ایسا بنا دے کہ پورا رمضان ہمارا خیر و عافیت کے ساتھ گزرے, بغیر کسی دشواری کی گزرے, کوئی اس میں رکاوٹ نہ ہو, میرا اعلیٰ درجے کا رمضان ہے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا, کرم فرما, کرم فرما. رمضان میں ہماری مساجد کو کھول دے, یا اللہ تراویوں کی رونق عطا فرما دے, یا اللہ تراویوں کی رونق عطا فرما دے, یا اللہ قرآن کی خوشیاں پھیلا دے ہر طرف میرے مولا, قرآن کی خوشیاں پھیلا دے میرے مولا, حفاظ کے سینوں سے قرآن زبان تک نکال دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, ایسا رمضان ہمیں نہ دکھا میرے مولا کہ ہماری مساجد سے تراویوں کی آواز نہ آ رہی ہوں. یا اللہ تراوی پڑھنے والے میرے مولا گھروں میں بند ہو, یا کریم تو کرم فرما دے, رحم فرما دے. یا اللہ مسجد کو کھول دے, رونقیں واپس دلا دے. یا اللہ ہمارے رمضان کو رونق دار بنا دے, قرآن والا رمضان عطا فرما دے میرے مولا, قرآن کی تلاوت والا رمضان عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ تیرے لیے کیا مشکل ہے, کچھ بھی نہیں کریم, بس تو کرم فرما, گناہ معاف فرما, سب ہماری گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہے یا اللہ, یہ سب ہماری گناہوں کی وجہ سے. یا اللہ ہم معافی چاہتے ہیں, توبہ کرتے ہیں میرے مولا, ہماری مسجدیں ہمیں دے دے. یا اللہ ہمارے قرآن ہمیں دے دے. یا اللہ وہ رونقیں ہمیں دے دے. یا اللہ وہ نور ہمیں دے دے جس میں بیٹھتے تھے میرے مولا, وہ ذکر کی مجالس دے دے مسجدوں میں میرے مولا, یا کریم ہجوم دے دے جس میں لوگ برہمہ طور پر ذکر کرتے تھے. یا اللہ وہ عصر کی بات کا ذکر دے دے, عصر سے مغرب تک بیٹھ کے پوری جماعت میرے مولا کا ذکر کرتی تھی. یا کریم ہمیں معاف کر دے, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے, یا اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے رزق میں وسعت دے, یا اللہ, یا اللہ تو ہمیں رزق میں وسعت دے. یا اللہ ہماری تنگیوں کو دور فرما دے, ہمارے کاروبار میں وسعت دے, حلال و طیب رزق عطا فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہر رحمت کا دروازہ کھول دے, آج تم نے 300 رحمت کے دروازے کھولے ہیں میرے مولا, سارے دروازے ہمیں عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ سارے دروازے ہمیں عطا فرما دے. یا کریم, یا کریم ہمارا حشر کر, تو نقش بندی سلسلہ میں حشر کر. یا اللہ روز قیامت میں اٹھیں تو سبحان اللہ, روز قیامت میں تو نقش بندی سلسلہ کے جھنڈے کے نیچے اٹھیں اور سیدھا یہ جھنڈا جو ہے ابو صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کے دربار تک جائے میرے مولا. یا کریم ہمارے چہرے کو ذکر کی وجہ سے نور سے چمکا دے آخرت میں میرے مولا, ایسا چمکا دے کہ سارے لوگ چشک کرے ذکر کی وجہ سے. یا اللہ ہمارے بال بال سے ذکر کو جاری فرما دے, یا کریم ہمارے اولادوں میں ذکر کو جاری فرما دے میرے مولا. کہ اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پوٹی محنتوں کو قبول فرما, آج کی دعائیں جو ہم سے مانگنے میں نہیں آئی میرے مولا, جو بھی زبان سے تو نے عطا فرمائی میرے مولا, تو نے ہمارے ہم سے کروائی, ان تمام دعاؤں کو تو قبول فرما لے میرے مولا, اپنی تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. بارگاہ کے اندر جن جن عورتوں مردوں نے میرے مولا دعاؤں کے لیے کہا میرے مولا,
اور اپنی حاجتوں کے لیے کہا میرے مولا ساروں کے لیے حاجتیں اور دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ان کے حق میں، جن بیماروں نے کہا ان کی بیماری کو دور فرما، جن پریشان حالوں نے کہا ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، چاہ جن اپنے ماں باپ کی دعاؤں کے لیے کہا میرے مولا ان کی بھی بخشش فرما، چاہ اللہ جن کے والدین انتقال کر گئے ہیں میرے مولا ابھی یا دیر سے میرے مولا ہم سب کی بخشش فرما، ان کو صبر زمین نصیب فرما، اے رحمان اپنے فوج سے دل تو کرتا ہے کہ صبح تک تو اسے مانگتا رہوں میرے مولا، صبح تک تجھے مانگتا ہوں میرے مولا، تھکنے سے مانگتے مانگتے میرے مولا تو عطا فرما دے، یا اللہ تو عطا فرما دے، تو کریم ہے تو جانتا ہے میرے مولا میری حاجت کو، یا اللہ عطا فرما دے، عطا فرما دے، یا اللہ یا اللہ تو عطا فرما دے میرے مولا، یا رحم الرحیم یا اکرم الرحیم، آج کی رات کی عبادت نصیب فرمائے میرے مولا، صحت و عافیت نصیب فرمائے یا رحم الرحیم یا رحم الرحیم، وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الله يعلم برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، آمين.